This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The House of Representatives Judiciary Committee voted to hold Attorney General William Barr in contempt of Congress Wednesday for not releasing an unredacted version of the special prosecutor's report on Russian meddling in the 2016 election. AP's Ed Donahue has details.
The vote is part of the legal battle over access to the Robert Mueller Russia report.
There are 24 ayes and 16 noes.
Ahead of the vote, President Trump asserted executive privilege over the report and reserved the right to block access. Committee Chair Jerry Nadler says this is an attempt by the executive branch to take power away from Congress and the American people.
We've talked for a long time about approaching a constitutional crisis. We are now in it.
The ranking Republican on the committee, Doug Collins, says there is no constitutional crisis.
This is simply another entrance to defame the attorney general, to lower him in the eyes of the public.
Republicans on the committee say Democrats are not happy with the findings of the Mueller report. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The United States has imposed sanctions on Iran's metals sector as tension escalates between the two countries. President Donald Trump issued an executive order Wednesday in Washington. It covers Iran's iron, steel, aluminum, and copper sectors, the Islamic Republic's largest non-petroleum-related sources of export revenue. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said earlier Wednesday that his country would suspend its compliance with prohibitions on stockpiles of enriched uranium and heavy water that were imposed as part of the 2015 Iran nuclear deal. President Trump pulled the U.S. out of that deal 1 year ago. The United States has reimposed sanctions against Tehran since. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.